Blog Talk Radio.
You got some cheese also, like?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do.
Okay. How you doing? Thank you, Monkey Bass, for your offering there. And then we want to send a shout-out here real quick. We got a new Israelite in here, somebody that the Most High done converted, Rich Wavy.
Hallelujah.
I've learned who I really am. Boy, y'all know how that feels, don't you?
Yeah.
Know who you really are, man.
Yes.
Y'all, somebody shut that door right there, so they open it up so we get no feet on the side of that. Well, Rich Wavy, welcome to the kingdom. But I will tell you this, man. I'm glad that you have the ears to hear. Because the Most High Yah is the one that has made all of us thus. And we're just in our role. Hey, teach, get up. Luke 24:45.
Yeah. Yep.
Luke 24:45. Buddy here, I'm hoping to get up there, brother. I hope you get down your way. If I don't get down your way this week, well, you'll have to probably wait till after I get back from Mexico. Read, teach.
Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures.
All praise the Most High, yeah?
All praise.
So let's give a shout out. Shout, Rob. All right, so check this out. What we do is when I say we're in our role, we're in our roles. And Ephesians 4 teaches us that Yah gave gifts unto men. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And what we're here for is for the edifying of the body. Now, it's his message. We're in our roles. Doing what we're supposed to do. But make no mistake about it. When you hear the word coming from whatever person that he has already chosen, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, it is the Most High Yah, Yahshua, Jesus Christ. He is the one at that time that is opening your understanding. Now, do you know the reason why? Because a long time ago, when we were receiving the commandments, our people said, Father, we don't want you talking to us no more.
Yeah.
He said, okay, good. I won't talk to you no more then. He used to come down and talk to us personally. And he said, okay, good. I won't talk to you no more. So at that time, he started using the voice of prophets.
Yeah.
And you see prophets, and you see pastors commonly mentioned in the Old and the New Testament. And so he uses those voices. Thank you for your offering, too. It's an offering, too. He uses those voices for his message, to teach his message. But he is the one that opens understanding. Ain't that right?
That's right.
So that's why we always say all praise to the Most High.
Hallelujah.
So what he's doing is marvelous in our eyes.
Yeah.
Shalom. Hallelujah. Glory to the King.
Glory.
So we're glad. We understand what it means to have the scales to fall off your eyes. Believe me, I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Been there over 20-something years, almost 30 years ago. But we're here. We're good. Glad you're here.
Yeah, Lord.
Other than that, I wouldn't be on YouTube. I was existing and doing just fine. Living as a simple, poor countryman. That's what I teach. Mind my own business. I didn't get any stress and heartache until the Most High made me get on YouTube and then forced me. I ain't say forcing. I'm doing this willfully. You know, I'm under command. To do the message. This is how you find out if people been calling tonight. Most people been mama calling, daddy sent. Not straightway. We're unique in itself because it's y'all's ministry. Did y'all hear a message I did? When I talk about a lot of people, they function on memory. They read stuff, make you think it originate with him, think he'd have the wisdom and stuff. And, but yeah, there's only one problem they all have. There's no practical application. There's no doing behind it,
right?
No on YouTube. I mean, people out there, everybody out there speaking, teaching, preaching, making noise, all kinds. Everybody vying for attention. Looking for somebody to donate to their cause.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, when you look at their lives, none of them got any proof. No proof. Let's get through an announcement here for a second. We thank the Most High Yah for sending us and bring all the way to India and then bringing us back home safely.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank the Father. There's our brother who was once in darkness. Now in life, so Rob Mattis got inducted to the Colts Hall of Fame. And most people said, somebody said, well, I see you up there with the Hellenistic celebration. I said, isn't that amazing? Well, you don't know nothing about us. You don't know nothing about us, Jack Leg. I rebuked him too. And so we thank the Father for bringing an icon of a gridiron out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we're glad to call him our brother, Brother Rob Mattis. Shout, Rob. Hallelujah. So we had a wonderful time up in Indy. Straightway Golson, under the leadership of Brother Dan. Every time we go there, it's always just like, truth is, it's like we're here Straightway. We just in another piece of land next door. You know what I mean? New fellowship. We see Michael Israel and them up there. And they cook some good food. Man, them chicken wings. What were them chicken wings with now? The one, what do they call them off the bread?
I don't know. I think that's Brother Daniel recipe. Mm. I don't know what they call it.
They try to mimic the Wahhabi.
Habanaki.
Yeah, that was another one. Don't be trying to do that in the Habanaki. Now, you think he did?
What's that?
Try to mimic the Habanaki. So, they introduced me to the guy who owned the restaurant who actually came up with the recipe for the Habanaki sauce.
I think it was
Shout out.
Yeah, I think it was the one that was not ready.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be close to it, but they said it was better anyway. Both of them were fine.
There was so much chicken wings up there. Mm-hmm. No good, too.
That's probably on Tomahawk Place.
No, real good. You don't need no Tomahawk Place. You got chicken that good. You're tearing things up. Gosanaki. What they call it.
Yeah.
Since the priest called it Gosanaki. They will go some Naki, too.
Yeah.
Ain't that right, Rob? Shout, Rob. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gosanaki. And Rob and them invited us to his Hall of Fame, or let's say Ring of Honor inductee. Also, he got the message that he's going to be, he's a semi-finalist. Means that he's all but in first ballot. You know what I mean? All-time NFL strip sack leader, Rob Adams. Hi, Rob. And, he's in there, so it looks like we're probably going to be going to Canton, too. This time we're going to be fringed up and shouting up. But every time we go to Goshen, it's really just like Straightway. Just like Elder Rupa say, you know, people, they go to Straightway, Georgia, just like being in Straightway. Family. And we had a wonderful time. Sister did a good job of making sure we was taken care of, didn't they?
Yes. Yes, sir.
They did a good job of that, sisters.
Absolutely.
Up there in Goldfield. Make sure we was all our accommodations are met. We're doing a lot of work up there. A lot of work up there. But it was amazing. We had a good time over at Robert's pregame ceremony. He got a lot of children that was wearing his jersey. A whole bunch of them too, wasn't it? But one thing that highlighted me is when that band started playing, you remember McNabb, I went to each one of those sisters. What I say to them?
I don't want to hear y'all complain about being loud again.
You hear that? They try to say we blowing them off the stage and stuff. They ain't heard loud music until they heard that band. And mind you, we're at least 100, 200 feet, maybe 300 feet away from the stage. They were getting it. They ain't talking about loud music. They were getting it. Appreciate each and every one of y'all donation, whether it be on Cash App, PayPal, send it through the mail. We'll get Sister Winnie here to do a mailing address. We are truly missing our family, though. Because anytime we get together, man, it's almost like a revival.
Yeah.
And I remember after we got back from Rob's ceremony, celebration of the game where the Colts lost. I think the referee helped him too, though. I think Tom Brady and that magic shit that his wife is doing, she got a spell on the referees, man. I was sitting right there and saw it. But the guy did grab his jersey, though. He did grab his jersey. But Tom Brady really is good, though. That Gronkowski is good, too.
Yeah.
Can't deny Colts. You know what the Colts did, right? As soon as they gave up, the general manager called Rob Mathis and Dan Muir and said, we need y'all back next year to coach. We ain't got no damn pass rush. We need help on the pass rush. You got the greatest pass rusher in modern-day NFL history right there. Ain't nobody got nowhere near more sacks than he does. Hmm? And when we got back from that, we must have sit there and worship for 2 hours. People receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
We was crying, talking, snotting.
Yep.
I was over in the corner wailing.
Yep.
Shouting. On our knees, praise him.
Yes, oh, hallelujah.
We'll get it in. Mm. Oh, we were really, truly worshiping the Father.
Yes, sir. Glory. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. 2 hours. Was you there? We'll get it in.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel sorry for our sisters because they don't know what to do when they see their brothers take over. Because, man, we be moving around. I don't blame them for getting out of the way, though. You know what I mean?
Because
we be running all over the place and everything. And, but before we skip, we're going to skip all the way over there. But man, we had a wonderful blog talk, too. We had a wonderful Lions Den.
Yes.
Hmm? Don't you have Lions Den?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. You tell me, man, where's another ministry that's more serious than us? I tried it on over again. I put time and time again, I put challenge after challenge. Show me somebody who is more serious than us. Then we can't do it. I met Pat McCafferty, too. We had a nice little conversation. Pat, man, he donates $100,000 a year to the gridiron game. That's how you know somebody's in it, because they got some teeth in it. Everybody else just words, lip words, you know, We're doing good. But one thing for sure, it was cold up there, wasn't it? Man, shot Rob.
Wind was cutting up.
Mm. But that Lions Den should have helped deliver somebody, because one thing about straightway, man, we ain't too proud to pray. praise the Most High, Yah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, and you don't ever know when we're going to bust out. We may bust it. We could. Most High would tell we don't bust it out in that stadium.
Hallelujah.
People already looking at us like, some cameraman wouldn't even put the camera on them, man. No one put the camera on. Hanukkah? Nah, man. Somebody better, you celebrate Hanukkah. Man, look here. See? See what happened? The Bible says foolish and unlearned questions avoid, don't it? But it's been a staple of us over 20, almost 30 years. It's called a seven-branch menorah. You don't see no Hanukkah in here. There ain't no additional branches. The Jews, they use a nine-branch. We use a seven. For the three set-apart times, totaling up seven appointments.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Started off. Right here. We had a feast of unleavened bread. Which y'all don't know about because y'all celebrate Christmas and Easter. By that time, you're Easter. Then right here, we had a Passover. Right here. Then right here, we had a feast of first fruits. Then right here, we had a feast of Pentecost, the day we received the Holy Spirit. Now, unleavened bread, Yahshua, the Lamb of Yah, to take away the sins of the world.
Glory, yes, sir. Yes.
Passover?
Yeah.
Behold, the Lamb of Yah, to take away the sins
yeah.
of the world. Over the unleavened bread, I am the bread of life.
Yeah, yeah.
Come
yeah.
come down out of the heaven of Shemaim.
Yeah.
Passover, when I see the blood,
yeah.
the blood I will stand on the head with you. That's why our people had to strike it on three sides, one on top of the lintel. Twice on the side of the doorposts.
Come on.
Feast the first fruit. He's the first fruits of the resurrection from the dead.
Yes, Lord.
Then you got Pentecost.
Break it down.
He told the people, he promised him. He said, look, I'm going to go away. But I'm going to send you the promise of the Father.
Yes.
Called the Comforter.
That's right.
The Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Whom the Father will send in my name. Go to John 14:22. See, you people, what you need to do, instead of getting on here and trying to think that you know, see, what happens is, how many times I told y'all that the people make the mistake, man, they'll sit up there and look at these religious people out in the world, and they'll see some similarities of them doing what we do.
Right.
We doing what they do.
Yeah, sir.
Doing what they do.
Yeah.
And then you think that they got an inside track on culture.
Right.
Our faith.
Truth.
Our heritage.
Our heritage.
We the ones that can break it down to you because we know who our people are.
Come on.
Come on. And then you come over here with your stupid self asking stupid questions. Don't get offended because I call you stupid. Keep your humility.
That's it.
See, a lot of times when we get reproved and rebuked,
it's
there to see if you got any damn humility.
That's right.
Not like them damn bastards down in Memphis. Mark Twain and shit. Young ass punk. Ain't got a lick of that. I'm glad your devil ass is gone. You ain't got a lick of humility. And the Bible said when the spirit or the ruler rise up in a place, you stay in your place. You obey them to have a rule over you. And you submit yourself and they watch for your soul. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. And be clothed with humility. Y'all don't know nothing about none of this because y'all do y'all religion out there. A false religion. See, we live this because we live, we breathe this. Read John 14:26, teacher.
But the Comforter.
But the what?
Comforter.
Which is what?
Which is the Holy Spirit.
Which is the what?
Holy Spirit.
Come on with it.
Whom the Father will send in my name.
In my name.
Yeah.
And that's what the Feast of Pentecost is all about. Read Acts 1 and 8.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And then go to Acts 2, verse 1.
Go in right now. Yep.
Nothing yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Don't dare sit up there and tell us about some damn Hanukkah. And believe me, I understand the history of Hanukkah. We're sticking with this.
Yeah.
If we needed to celebrate Hanukkah, it would be in the writings.
Yes, sir.
It's true. Hold on. You could have said that with the law and the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
It will be in the writings. You know right?
That's right.
Ain't that either. It will be in the letters.
Yes, sir.
It ain't that either. Repeat.
But you shall receive power.
Shall receive what?
Power.
What kind of power?
After that, the Holy Spirit.
But you got to have the Holy Spirit in you before you receive that.
Yeah.
And see, when he's talking about the Holy Spirit, the Comforter,
yeah,
is associated with that power.
Yeah.
See, once he preached to all people.
Yes, sir.
After the resurrection.
Yeah.
Preached them and teaching them things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
That's right.
For 40 days.
40 days.
By many infallible proofs.
Mm-hmm.
And what the book says.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he resurrected, went on up. He gave a command, go to Jerusalem.
That's right.
Until you be enduring power on Yah. Stay there. Don't go nowhere. Acts 2 verse 1.
And when the day of Pentecost.
Right here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right here.
Pentecost.
That's where we at. Was what?
Was fully come.
See, it had fully come. Now, what you had from that point over was a spring feast.
Yeah. Come on.
Right. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So when Yahshua was quoting from the prophet Isaiah, and he says, this day have these scriptures been fulfilled in your ears, and then he closed the book.
Yes, he did.
Mind you, we are far from the people of the day. And we pale in comparison to the scribes and Pharisees because when somebody got up and quoted prophets,
mm-hmm,
and prophesied the scripture, they listened attentively. They knew exactly what they were saying. Y'all don't know what the hell nobody's saying today.
Mm-hmm.
You've been mesmerized. You've been duped.
True.
You've been deceived.
Yeah. True.
Shout,
yeah,
Rob. About this phony-ass religion out here called Christianity and every other damn flavor that there is.
Mm-hmm.
Then you want to come over here and take me on this. Well, I don't like, you know. Well, the problem is you've been conditioned real good. You've been triggered. You've been triggered. Now, you've been conditioned so good when you see a homosexual, you don't lament. But if a preacher get on here and say, damn, you lose your mind. You about to lose your shit. When somebody say, damn, hell, bastard, you gone. You gone. You gone. Well, you can see two lesbians locked up and you don't say nothing.
That's true.
Hypocrite.
Yes, sir.
You two-faced hypocrite, you.
Hmm.
Don't say a word. Clean mouths.
Yep.
Mm. Filthy lies.
That's right.
What you need to do, Acts 2:38, what you need to do is this. You need to humble yourself and listen. Pre-adventure, you might be saved.
Yeah.
Come on with it.
Then Peter said unto them.
What did he say?
Repent.
That's what y'all need to do. Especially you talking about this Hanukkah stuff. You don't know nothing.
Yeah.
How about, you know, there used to be a time for the Bereans. The reason why they had nobility and they were more noble than the people in Thessalonica, they would hear what people have to say.
Right.
They wouldn't get on the chat room and just start popping out questions all over the damn place.
That's right.
True. Then they would go and search the scriptures to see what they said, see if it was so.
Yeah.
Today, I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question. Even if I ask you a question, how do you know if it's true or not?
Right.
What are you going to weigh against?
Right.
Your own mind?
Come on.
They don't know nothing?
Yeah.
Come on. It ain't filled with no knowledge, no understanding, except your emotion and feeling?
Ooh.
If I say something, agree with your emotions. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Ain't that right? That's what you would do, wouldn't it? That's what you would do, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Come on,
And then you sit up there and think you receive a revelation.
Yeah.
Because I'm agreeing with you. Yeah. We can have mine. Go to Jeremiah 17, verse 9.
You people, man, y'all something else out there.
Yes.
And that's the reason why you can't enter into the kingdom. Because you cannot receive correction. You cannot receive instruction. What you need to do is come over here, shut up. Do your due diligence, investigate for a while, because your soul is at stake.
Listen,
stop assuming that you know everything.
Listen.
Read.
The heart is deceitful.
That's what your heart is.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Above all things.
What else is it?
And desperately wicked.
Desperately wicked.
Desperately.
Yeah. Now. Well, we're through the spring feast. All goes to my star or something.
Come on with it.
Mm-hmm.
Preach.
Little star or something. We're going to get to the fall feast here in a second. Let me hold it a second. Let me get Sister Window to break here for a second. Which one is it?
I want that 641 on.
Six?
Yeah, all time shifting around. I don't know why.
Hey, look at y'all. Now stop messing up my damn ministry stuff. AAA 641.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High YAH. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. Lafayette is spelled LaFayette. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7. Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letter C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled StraightWay.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straight Way Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are.
Right.
Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, the King is coming. Listen, whenever Rufus is telling y'all, you know, to listen and don't be typing, what he's basically saying is he's saying, when you hear the word going forth, you can tell when the word going forth.
That's right.
At that time, you really truly need to be paying attention. When we get finished and we go, you can tell when we get ready to change thoughts.
Right.
Then you can holler, hallelujah, amen, all the other. Only thing he's trying to do is trying to help y'all to center in, hone in.
That's right.
That's the only thing he's trying to do.
Yeah.
See, because this is a texting Everybody opinion is valid. Generation, everybody got something to add.
Yeah,
everybody got something to say. Mm-hmm. Only thing trying to do is trying to get y'all to sober up a little bit so you can maybe, if you're here, if you're ordained to eternal life, then you can come on in. But there's no way you can do that when the word is coming for you doing all this texting. See, right now is the perfect time to be doing all this texting. Because I'm just talking. I'm not preaching or teaching or ministering. Because I want to. That's why you chewing your mouth open. Because I want to. Do it all the time. Already got in the South. Asked me the same thing. I said, look here. I've been doing this for 55 years. You ain't about to tell me to stop. If it offend you, look away. They said, why are you chewing with your mouth open?
Oh, Marsh.
Shout out, Rob.
Go ahead,
my Rob mouth open.
Go ahead,
Rob. Look, Rob mouth is open. Look, get it, Rob. Now, let's get back on this. All right, we've already uncovered the spring feast.
Yes, sir.
When Yahshua came, all these feasts right here were fulfilled.
Right.
What your churches and everybody else is full of fairy tales. What they don't tell you is this. Oh, they tell you. There's going to be a battle of Armageddon in the Gideon. Oh, we're going to have all this. Blood red moons. Nations. They don't tell you who that nation is. I'm going to tell you one of them definitely got to be there. America. One of the most powerful nations on the face got to be there. China gonna be there, Russia gonna be there, India gonna be there, Great Britain is gonna be there, they all gonna be there. The European nations, and including the Genghis Khan nations, they gonna be there. Join together. Because they're all gonna be under the influence of the beast, the man of sin. They're gonna be joined. And when Yahshua closed that book, see, right here, this is what we're hastening to. These last three right here. Right here. Right here. We have one, two, three. We have trumpets. If you go read the book of Revelations, it's talking about seven trumpets. They trying to tell you that there's going to be a rapture of the assembly before the tribulation. They full of shit. Good Matthew. Yeah. They out of their damn mind. They trying to tell you, man, I'll tell you. Matthew chapter 24, right?
Yes.
Read verse 29, teach. Come on, you call it already.
Immediately after.
Stop.
Immediately what?
After.
Now, wait a minute. After the what?
After the tribulation of those days.
Now, wait a minute. If there's going to be a secret rapture of the so-called church before the Great Tribulation, why did Yahshua say it immediately after the tribulation? What's going to happen?
Shall the sun be darkened?
Sun will be what?
Darkened.
What else?
And the moon shall not give her light.
Come on.
And the stars shall fall from heaven.
Come on.
And the powers of the heavens shall be shaken.
Read.
And then
what?
Shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn.
Oh, they're going to mourn. Because when he comes, it's going to be a bloodlet.
Yes.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be blood up to the horse's bridle.
Yes.
He won't be coming back singing Kumbaya.
That's right.
He's going to be killing and murdering. Not murdering, but killing a lot of people.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
But there's a time frame. Get 1 Corinthians 15, start verse 51. We got to run this down for a second, all because of one question. Isn't that amazing? But, man, I tell you what, we thank y'all straightway ghosting for everything that's going on. Thank y'all for hosting us, putting up with us. Thank y'all for all y'all sisters. Wonderful labor of love. You know, we come in humility to serve, but we was being served. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Read.
Behold
what?
I show you a mystery.
Wait a minute. A what?
A mystery.
It's a mystery. Isn't that kind of secluded, like a secret or something like that? But I'm going to show you. The whole world ain't going to know this mystery. They ain't going to understand and comprehend. Sure, the Christian church ain't going to know this mystery because they think they're going to be up out of here. But I'm showing you a mystery. What's going to happen?
We shall not all sleep.
We shall not all sleep.
Yeah.
But we shall all be changed.
Watch this. We all going to be what?
Changed.
Watch this.
In a moment.
When?
In the twinkling of an eye.
Watch this. There's a certain trump.
At the last trump.
You sure it ain't the first trump?
Last trump.
Now, wait a minute. If we're going to be changed at the last trump, that's seven trumpets.
Come on, wait.
It's like a seven appointed times. See, you know the Gregorian calendar. Excuse me, I'm outside of my language. I'm still trying to adapt to this. But see, you know that calendar very well. You know New Year's Day. You know George Washington Day. You know Veterans Day, Independence Day. You know Easter. You know 4th of July. Yeah, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You know Halloween. Yes, you do. You know Thanksgiving. You know Christmas. You got them all down pat, don't you? But see, now we're giving you y'all's calendar and timing.
Hallelujah.
So we're not going to be changed to the last trump. But if you go, now wait a minute. The book says we're not going to be changed to the what?
Last
trump. You know it's going to be a lot of hell being raised between those first six trumps.
Yeah,
and you think you getting up out of here? They made a lot of money off you buffoons.
Yeah.
You dumbass buffoons.
Yeah,
they made a lot. They made over $30 billion off of y'all lying to y'all. The Great Tribulation. The Rapture of the Church.
Yep.
A spooky individual, man. And you people believe that nonsense. You think you're getting up out of here, and mind you, even if you was to get up out of here, you got to hear a trump.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the first trump, there ain't no damn secret to that. A lot of noise.
It is.
Ain't nothing secret about it.
That's right.
They got you thinking people going to disappear. You're going to be behind wheels. Cars going to be smashing in each other and carrying on. And flames going to be falling out of the air again. Boy, you people terrified. A sucker's born every day, isn't it? Yeah, I mock you. For being so foolish. You like just like the go to Galatians 6:1, man. You people there's a word out there we getting ready to hit right here. There's a word we getting ready to hit right here. Read, teach, we got it.
Galatians 3:1?
Yeah, 3:1. What did I say, 6:1?
Yeah.
Go ahead, old fool, go ahead.
Oh, foolish.
Oh, what?
Foolish.
Now, don't sit up there and tell me that I'm going to hell for calling somebody a fool. Uh-oh. All right. Don't sit up there and tell me that mess. Here's Paul calling the Galatians foolish. Oh, foolish Galatians. Now, watch this. These words, right here, man, they are profound. Look what he says. That's why you got to slow down when you read the book. First, he calls it foolish insult. And then he's going to associate that insult with something. Read.
Who has bewitched you?
Who has what?
Bewitched you.
Who has performed witchcraft on you?
Yeah.
Who has performed witchcraft on you? Bless y'all, Brother Daniel, Straightway Ghost and Roger Alford. Hallelujah. And all y'all that are donating to the work of the cause. Somebody bewitched you. Christianity has bewitched you. Your mama and your deceived daddy has bewitched you. Your Baptist church, your Catholic church, your Baptist of all flavors. They got missionary Baptist, First Baptist, Second Baptist, Anabaptist. They got Baptists all over the place. By the time you get them all, you should be Baptist, right? They got Churches of Christ, Church of Christ, Episcopalian Church. They got the Lutheran Church, the Presbyterian Church, Roman Catholic Church. Huh? Got the First Apostolic Church, Church of the Firstborn. Back to Seventh-day Adventist. Man, I could go on. They got churches. They got, and ain't none of them written about in the book. But they got them. They got them. Boy, do they got them. And they up there lying to you, and y'all giving tithes, and y'all giving offerings, and y'all paying in, and all foolish Americans. Who have bewitched you? And then y'all get mad at me. Get mad at me because I'm sitting up here in front of your face telling you straight up in front of your eyes you have been deceived. Where did you humiliate it? Instead of getting mad at me, why don't you thank the Father for me? Thank the Father, number one, that he had. Jeremiah 3:15.
Thank you, Father.
You getting mad at me? Listen, it ain't an insult to me. I don't take it personal. You getting mad at him. I'm doing my job. You mad at me, you mad at him. How I know that, Reed?
I will give you pastors.
Jeremiah 3:15, this is Yah doing the talking here. And I will give you pastors. And watch this.
According to my heart.
Notice, I'm, believe it or not, when you like it or not, I'm actually a pastor according to y'all's heart.
That's right.
Ooh. Who are you? Yeah, you. Me. And what the pastor gonna do?
Which shall feed you.
For what?
With knowledge and understanding.
Look how much knowledge. You probably got more tonight just in this little short 45-minute broadcast. And that's not including the intro. Than you have in all your life of sitting up there being deceived and lied to in Christianity.
Tell the truth.
Get Galatians 4:16.
Yeah.
We're gonna, I guess we're going to get started in broadcast sooner or later.
There you go.
Read on.
Have I become your enemy? Because I tell you the truth?
Yeah, I have become a lot of people's enemy. Paul did. Paul did. Don't want to. But I have something a lot of people don't have. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1. Then we're going to move on.
Yes, sir.
Because we can sit here all night long.
Yeah.
Read when you have.
Follow after charity.
Follow after what?
Charity.
And see, I love you enough to tell you the truth. And then the book tells you to follow after charity, charity which is love. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, sir.
Read.
Desire spiritual gifts.
Desire what kind of gifts?
Spiritual gifts.
What kind of gifts?
Spiritual gifts.
And desire spiritual gifts. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, sir.
And yeah, y'all want to take me on the chin.
Yes.
Y'all better reevaluate your thinking. You need to get mad at all the people that got you sitting up there in church on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
So, we got seven trumpets in the book of Revelation. And we ain't going to be changing to the last one, but between that, there's a lot of hell going on earth. And guess what? You ain't going nowhere. What are you going to do when you've been deceived in thinking you're going to get raptured up out of here, come to find out. I'm going to tell you, I've always said this. I've been saying it for 20-something years. I'm going to tell you what you're going to do. See, when these charlatans, these evil beasts and slow bellies, when they've set up there and deceived you, and you done bought all their books, you've been mesmerized and everything else, and they have set up and told you and crammed it down your throats, and you loved it, you bought it, you studied it, you got it on your shelves and stuff, you ain't got to worry about none of this. Because you're going to be raptured up out of here before the great tribulation. And mind you, Pastor Dow, tell you ain't going to know damn well. What's going to happen is you're going to find out all this hell is going on. You're in the midst of tribulation. And you're going to get offended. Did not Messiah talk about being offended?
Yes, he did.
And you know what you're going to do? Because the preachers lie. You know how you people do. If somebody offends you, you take it out on Jesus. Now, that was a man that sat there and lied to you. But you was deceived. You ain't got no responsibility. You got no teeth in the game, right? He lied to you, but you was told, you gave instruction, footprint, blueprint, what to do. But you didn't do it. But you just got mad because he deceived you. Isn't that right?
That's right.
And you going to sit up there, and you going to go, well, I be damned. Yeah, that's right. I be damned.
Yeah,
I'm supposed to be up out of here, and I ain't out of here. And then you got this man of sin doing all these miracles, all these lying signs and wonders.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You don't worry about us. Go to Revelation 12. We got a place
to
prepare.
Yes, sir.
The true Israelites in the wilderness.
That's right.
You people going to be set up there offended. You're going to say, this damn Christianity and these false preachers, they ain't worth nothing. That's God. You're going to call them medicine,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
You're going to call them Elohim.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And you're going to worship him.
Yeah.
Wow. You're going to worship the image, you're going to worship the false prophet and the beast because you are deceived. Because you believed a lie. That's what 1 Thessalonians tried to tell you. And with all deceitfulness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth. God calls. God calls. See, but you don't want to believe me. You too busy getting offended. You too busy asking questions. We need to shut up and listen. Faith don't come by questioning. Faith come by hearing.
Hallelujah.
And then you all jacked up and stirred up. The next thing you know, you think you're serving the real true Messiah, the emulator. Yeah, you're going to be doing some serious miracles. And we, at that time, we even look more like the villain. They're going to flip the script even more so. Remember, he's going to send a flood after y'all's people. Sure is. And then the next thing you know, you're going to justify receiving a mark. One way you're going to justify, you're going to call the Bible a lie because the preachers lied to you. You're going to be all jacked up. You're going to be jacked up like I don't know what. Huh? Toe up, ain't you? Some of you probably toe up right now. You should go slap your lying preacher, which you should do.
That's
right. Save yourself from his untoward generation. So you're going to find out first Trump, second Trump, third Trump, fourth Trump, fifth Trump. You still here. Still here. We ain't getting changed to the last Trump.
Yeah. Last Trump.
And even at that, you ain't going to heaven when you get changed.
Ooh.
Y'all should have said the meek shall inherit. And the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
Hallelujah.
And New Jerusalem is coming down out of heaven. At that time.
Yeah.
And we're going to be ruling and reigning.
Yes,
on this earth. We're going to be totally transformed.
Oh, yeah.
Totally transformed.
Yeah.
In the earth. Blinking.
Yeah.
Just like that. They ain't going to take them all day long to do this. About that, you know how long it's going to take Yahshua to subdue all the nations of the earth and win this battle?
Hello.
1 hour. One day. Over with and done. Kingdom set up.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's making a speedy rhythm.
That's it.
That's trumpets.
Yeah.
Next one, we got atonement.
Mm-hmm.
Many of you ain't got to worry about that because you ain't going to be there. You don't even know what it is. You're so offended and everything else. But this is the day of national repentance.
Yeah.
When we really truly come to the knowledge of our condition.
Ooh, boy.
And how much we really truly need the Savior.
Yeah, indeed.
Hallelujah.
Perfect. What for his blood would be no atonement of sin.
Come on, sir.
Hallelujah. You don't get it, man. When it's all said and done, then he has tabernacles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what a real wedding is all about.
Yeah.
That's right. He gonna get, then he's performing the marriage ceremony.
Yeah.
With the saints.
Yeah.
And we're going to enjoy 7 days of feasting.
Yeah.
Wine drinking.
Yeah.
Music playing.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
Man, we're going to be in it.
Yeah.
But you people that celebrate Christmas, Easter, Sunday, Thanksgiving, Halloween, don't worry about it.
Don't worry.
You will be on the outside of the gates of the city. Revelation 22, tell us what's on the outside of the gates of the city.
Yeah.
Revelation 22. I'm telling y'all, man, you better get with this problem. You better let these damn Christian wicked-ass people go. They ain't doing it but setting yourself up. Shout, Rob. That's all they doing. That's all they doing, setting you up for failure.
True.
By yourself, man. I didn't know we was going to go over here going over the feast.
Hey,
in one broadcast.
Yes,
oh. What's Revelation 22? We're going to start verse 14?
Yeah.
Come on with it.
Yeah.
Blessed are they that do his commandments.
Uh-oh. Blessed are they that what? Not just hear him, but the. Not just hear him, but the. Not just hear him, but the. Not to hear him, but the. So blessed are they that do his commandments. What happens with those of us who we proud in commandments?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Love them commandments.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Don't read just first. Y'all read 1 John, 2 John, 3 John.
Yeah.
You need to read the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right, but read on.
That they may have right to the tree of life.
If you do his commandments, you have right to the what?
Tree of life.
Come on with it.
And may enter to the gates into the city.
Uh-oh. Now, who's going into the gates of the city?
Those who keep the commandments.
Those dangers. One more time.
Those who keep the commandments.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Believe me, I know I'm dumb and stupid. I'm just a regular old frail man and going to the grave like everybody else. But one thing I do know this, I've been with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. I have been with Jesus.
Yes, sir.
He that with his soul is wild.
Come on with us.
Oh, yeah. Read on.
For without.
Or what?
Come on.
Or don't.
That's y'all.
Yeah.
That's you Christians.
Oh,
you Muslims.
Oh,
you Hindus.
Yeah.
You hear that, Bhakti? You Hindus. You down there, Diva.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way. Hey, Bhakti, check this out. We're looking at the first week in March.
Yeah.
And right now, the tentative area is Texarkana, Texas.
Hallelujah.
That's what we're looking at to have the debate.
Hallelujah.
First half, we want to talk about this chicken stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Second half, we want to talk about your Hinduism, your religion.
Come on.
You agree to these terms? We'll be waiting for you to pay the bill. I'll send you the information. That's what he said, right?
He said
he'll pay for the bill, right?
He
said he'll pay for our hotel room. We're going to send you a nice bill. We'll send you a very nice bill. We're going to see if you are of your word.
That's it.
You know exactly.
Yeah, you got that.
Of your word. That's what we're going to do. Y'all get that? So we already on it. First week of March. Barking on the calendar right
come
now.
Come on.
So y'all make sure that Bhakti, Yoki, get this.
Yep.
Shout, Rob. Make sure you get it.
Yeah.
Make sure you get it. The only reason I'm doing this, see, because if Rob was here, he'd be doing like a shot. Can't wait.
Yes, sir.
Can't wait. And even then, I had to fit it in. See, look at this. Right now, y'all looking at it, it looks blank, right? But look at that December, 30th to the 20th.
Yeah.
And then look, the North Carolina State's going next week, right?
Yeah,
and then you look, you take from the 26th, they leave, right? I have, one whole week, and then I got to fly out to Colorado, a wedding.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Are you following me?
Yeah.
I get back, mind you, we still building.
Yeah.
And then Mother Carol take off.
Mm-hmm.
Then I get back, and tentative look what's on there. And then I got to turn around and perform a wedding again in February. We just ain't drew all the lines and everything in it.
Yeah.
When I tell you we busy.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
We plan stuff out.
Yep.
Months in advance. We don't have the luxury of doing nothing to where we can just drop stuff in a moment.
Right. Yes, sir.
Come on, what with Paul? We got we on what teacher?
Dogs.
Sorcerer, Yoki. Come on.
Whoremongers.
Oh. You know, that's another stupid thing. Hey, I'm not going to get off. Let me go on. Because I'll keep going, boy. Come on with it.
Murderers.
Murderers.
Idolaters.
Idolaters. Your king. Come on.
Mm. And whosoever loves, it makes a lie.
A lot of Christians going to be outside the gate of the city because they don't want to keep the commandments. Mm-hmm. Isn't that something? Here we are trying to save your soul alive. Get you up out of here. You don't want to get out of here. How we do? Did pretty good breaking that down? Did pretty good breaking that down? Trying to help save some souls alive. That was pretty good, right? That's pretty good. Hey, Summer, come on, bring some strong drink in there. It is right there. DJ. All right. So, we'll send a shout out this weekend. We've been in Alabama working on the land this week. Elder Rufus, Brother Brent, up at Straightway, Tennessee South right now. Elder Rufus and Marty and all that working on the new land in Alabama. Brother Chris, bless his heart. He done been down there, them 60-some acres that Rashad and them got. Sawtooth cleared out. I mean, y'all see that land when he did with Brother Wills and them things. Mm-hmm. It's immaculate, man.
Wow.
It's immaculate. Man, that brother, people understand Brother Chris is spending time away from his family to help Israel prepare. We're talking about days, 3-4 days at a pop. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah, labor of love. Getting it done. Thank you for your sacrifice, Brother Chris. There you go.
Hallelujah.
Then thank God for y'all wonderful Messiahs that don't hinder you from the work of Yah.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
You know, I got to throw it in there.
Yes, sir.
I put it in there.
Yes, sir. Must do.
And our, hey, your sister got baptized in the Holy Spirit a few weeks ago, man.
We love that.
And I'll say what Brother Rob always says, 10 toes deep.
Yeah.
Mm. That means he's planted.
Yes,
rooted.
Yeah.
In
it. Yeah.
Flat footed.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Straight up in it.
Thank you, Tree.
And I tell you, and we also thank the Father for making sure that Brother Michael Israel and them was preserved during that accident on 40. Hallelujah. Bless you, Brother B. Debate offering. He got a feeling Baki going to renege on you, Shep. Nah. The only way he's going to renege is when he figure out how deep his pocket's going to be in order to fund this.
Mm-hmm.
We plan on being there. All we got to do is get there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to pay for this up front.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know how we usually do. We usually just pay for everything, foot the bill, because that way we know everything is done.
Yes, sir.
But now we're going to see what type of integrity he got. Mm-hmm. See if he's proud. I'm going to tell you right now, just the room is about $2,500. And they include everything else. That's right, Caleb. Let's go, champ.
Yes, sir. Yeah, right.
Let's go, champ!
Come on, Rob.
Let's go, champ! Gotcha. I had a nice conversation with Pat McAfee, too, up there. And then TJ, he talked to him, too. But then I actually got a nice picture with Pat. I like him. He's down to earth.
Yeah.
He'll heathen, but he's down to earth.
Yeah.
I don't know, but he got... You know, on his broadcast, on his show and stuff, he got a Norm sitting right there. Joe Duke.
Mm.
I like Pat, man. I like him. You got to start somewhere, don't you? I know one thing. What did God say about those who support Israel, though?
Yeah.
And is that Pat support Israel?
Yeah. Yes.
Mosiah Yah, man, he's going to bless him.
Yeah.
Even the more so.
Mm-hmm.
Even the more so, because he, Daniel Muir, Rob Matt, they Israel.
Hallelujah.
And this man done come out and jumped in front of everybody. He's not loving in word either.
Yeah.
He loves in deed. He's digging in his pocket.
Mm.
I mean, you could turn around and then say, for sure, I'm going to give. He didn't even ask for this. He tried to keep it a secret.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, he said, man, he giving $100,000 a year in support of Gridiron Gang. Glory to the King. I'm going to get patting him down here. Met Robin him, investor too, man. Good man. Good man. He the one that funded that booth that we was at. We was at, man, we was in the high society booth, man. Man, I was sitting up there like, man, it would be us. Where the wood stove at? You know what's amazing, right? So they called out all the old coaches, great. We had a booth next to us. And it was Daniel Muir sitting right there, and they wouldn't even mention his name. All the coach players. Name ain't never going to get in the Ring of Honor. You follow me? They called out all them, but they didn't call out Daniel Muir. Ain't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. We'll call y'all, Brother Dan. Ringo! In the house, Black Hill and Black TV. Peace and blessings passed down and all the brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Coolest place to be is around brothers
in the truth,
breaking bread. Peace to all the mods and chat. Glory to the King, my brother. Thank you, my brother, for the support there. Hallelujah. Ringo. And because, you know, I'm subscribed to his Patreon channel over there, too. And Ringo, man, we just been, you know, we just been hitting it off ever since, man. You'll hear him every once in a while. He'll make a video, he'll put up the line, exposing Pastor Dow. And he'll use that, and people think he's coming in to blast Pastor Dow, come to find out being support, man. People, they turn sour face.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do, man, when you see people actually doing the work, though?
That's it.
Oh, by the way, man, I had a lot of brothers up on the multi-purpose building, you know, Dave McNabb, man, he, what I call you, a concrete mouse or something like that. Man, yeah, I was surprised you was able to see. Y'all see that video, man, you couldn't even see, man, he was covered in concrete. He was doing the hose. The whole time, man, he didn't let up on that thing. He let up the whole time, man. Yeah, man, that was 50 yards. That was 50 yards of concrete. And we guess what?
Mm-hmm.
We probably got about 200 or 300 more to go. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Man, there's a lot. There's a lot. And appreciate all y'all brothers' labor of love. Labor of love. We're working on doing our damnedest. It just takes time to do what we can to get the majority of Israelites who are serious with the Most High God free from the world. Now, we're talking about free from the world. You still have a duty and obligation and responsibility to Israel. So you're free, but you're free.
Mm-hmm.
He who the Son said free is free
indeed.
I'm not making contradictory statements. I'm on point.
No.
You follow me?
Free but to serve.
Yeah, you come to serve.
Yeah, that's it.
Isn't that right,
Dean?
Come to serve.
That's it.
Teach Saint, give a shout out to Teach Saint for backing up, Pastor Kyle, man, and being up all day. Man, we need faithful people, man. The hard, what you can't hardly find today, though, is people so quick to get offended, but nobody want to be faithful. What is that? What is that, man? When I was up at preaching, I was calling it in feminine spirit. You got men more sensitive in a negative way than women are today. No, for real. I just sit up there and be looking at me like, ugh. Why are you all up in your emotions, man? So I did take a few notes here to want to speak about what I want to talk about here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all want to hear?
Yes, sir.
Y'all want to hear? We're going to be long. We got lives there tonight. Bless you, Doc. I see Doc, man. Doc is in the house. Man, Doc, we miss you, man. Ain't seen you in a while. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's right. As dumb and stupid as straightway is, at least in some of y'all opinion, we do have doctors, lawyers, professionals, educators, housewives, janitors, somebody's, nobody's. We got them all in here. And they all in Israel.
Hallelujah.
Y'all something else, man. You think for something else. By the way, man, they want the Hebrews again want to do a meeting with Pastor Dow. Because I gave the stipulations on my thing.
Yes.
They want to have a meeting of the mind. Ain't no meeting of the mind.
Yeah.
Ain't no meeting of the mind.
Yep.
I'm going to set up and have a bunch of people blowing a bunch of damn hot air. Yeah, they did shit. They want to talk about what we need to be doing. They're going to be in the same old state as Omar Johnson and Louis Farrakhan and everybody else. They ain't did shit. We got 12 communities. And we got 12 communities and at least 100 families, 100 families between, or let's say 100 people between brothers, sisters, and families that we got to put on these places.
That's right.
And everybody's talking about doing something, but we're about that business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
About that business.
They've been talking about this for years. Years and still ain't been able to accomplish. Ain't got that selfish, selfish, and can't accomplish nothing.
Purple Cadillac.
Yeah, say it again. I like to meet Purple Cadillac, see where he is today. I bet he bought another Cadillac. I bet he bought a black one instead of a purple one this time, just so he wouldn't have his purple Cadillac on. You got that dang, what's that? That doctor up there that was doing the narrating of the Dr. Howard. I guarantee he's still stuck in the city. What do you want back?
Sure.
I guarantee you that they were talking about going to Africa.
Yeah,
I guarantee you Ron Dalton ain't in Africa.
Yeah.
I guarantee Dr. Howard ain't. I guarantee none of they black asses ain't in Africa.
Nope.
Only Africa they will see is when they click on a button of YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee they ain't there. What do you want back?
I agree.
I guarantee it. They ain't there. I bet a case of water on it. One bet. I bet. Two cases. Two cases of water. I guarantee they ain't there. I guarantee. Geez, you know they ain't there. Lying ass. Electromagnetic. EMTs. Mark of the beast. Ooh. Them shock jocks. It was worse than Howard Stern, man.
That's bad.
Help us, Father.
Help us, Father.
I think what it is, Greg, is that people don't like the fact we real.
We real, Seth.
Not real. They don't like the fact we real. I remember when I met Brother Greg and Bitch Greg had his big-ass house down in Houston. It was a big house. He has a two-story house. And they had trucks and cars and motorcycles and everything. That's on it. I'm glad you're here because you're going to lead off into this.
Yeah.
They did. They had everything that the flesh could want.
Yeah.
They did. In Houston, Texas. Big-ass house. I looked at this. I said, we got to get rid of this.
Get rid of that? I just told JC that tonight.
Who comes to a place like this? We got to get rid of this. The world will say, oh, la la, this blessing. How the hell Lord is blessing you when you're in debt?
Mm-hmm.
The blessing of the Lord is rich and add no sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The borrower is a servant to the lender.
Come on.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
See, by the book.
Yeah.
And their house sold quick, too, because their heart was right.
Yes. So
he got out of fast.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch had a Cross Rocket. He had his holiday. What holiday business it was?
That's off to the left.
Oh, shit.
1568cc.
He sure did, boy.
I wanted to ride it.
That sounds like a drum.
No, that man, it
sounded good, too, boy.
He was lying.
Man, you know how bad I want to jump on the motor. You know how bad.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I can ride a bike now.
Yeah,
man, I wanted to drive it. I was like, man, my flesh was like, come on, get on it. I was like, I ain't getting on it because you cried out.
Mm.
Yeah. everybody see me ride bikes. If you ain't seen me, you see some videos.
Yes, sir.
And man, I'm like, man, I can ride bikes now. You talking about, but man, I've seen that thing. I'm like, man, I want to ride that thing.
Mm-hmm.
See, them bikes you can ride for 200-400 miles.
Yeah.
And Cross Rogers, man, you can ride for 200, but your ass hurting.
Yeah.
You feel like you've been on the stage coast done rock Dodge City. How do you get finished riding on one of them?
True.
They're not meant for that. And they end up obeying and they got up out of there.
Glory. Hallelujah.
What are you going to do, man? You take two Negroes, man, combined, they're making almost $280,000 a year or something like that. Come on, man. Every woman available, when they come over and see their house, man, come on, man. They go into the house, first thing they do, man, they just start slinging clothes off. Let's just get at it. Because they think they got a man trapped.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. What do you want? Whatever you want. They see the prosperity of the world. God deliver them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
Did like he did with me, made them paupers. Impoverished them, made them poor first, so they can become rich.
Yes, that's it.
That's it. No, for real, that's just y'all's way, man.
Yeah,
people don't get y'all's way. I don't know what it is. How many times I broke this down over the years? I went from the law, did I not?
Yes, you did.
To the prophets.
Yes, sir.
Yahshua, the apostles, did we not?
Yes,
it's clearly a line out all throughout the book that people ignore. I keep telling people, how many times I told people, you can't do it by yourself, though. You got to have the help of Israel.
That's the fourth
group. Got to have it, man.
Yes,
got to have it, baby. Sarah. Got to have it, baby. You got to have it. Well, we want to talk about happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness. Lately, I've been having a bunch of people ask me, and I make a statement, Pastor, I'm just simply not happy. And that's what everybody pursues in the world, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what people
happy. And everybody happy, everybody want to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
If we ain't happy, we're murmuring, we're complaining.
True.
That's true.
Just go and tell the truth.
True.
That's put me over there, man.
That's what you would.
Just tell, if we're not happy, we're right there. We're murmuring and complaining. I want to be happy. Don't you want to be happy?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes,
but see, I learned something about happiness. Can I give y'all a little bit of wisdom
on
living over the years in the way?
Please.
About like that right there. All right. Happiness will never, ever come when you think that happiness comes when you, watch this, obtain something. You'll never get happy with, you're pressing towards a goal to obtain something.
Right.
You think it's going to make you happy.
Right.
Ain't going to make you happy, man.
Yes, sir.
The Bible clearly tells that the lust of man out is never full.
Wow.
So contrast that to what happiness is, okay?
Yeah.
All right, let's contrast what happiness is.
Come on.
Anybody ever received a gift before?
Yes, sir.
It made you happy, though, didn't it?
Yes,
it didn't sustain you, though.
I'm sorry.
You was happy for what? Day or two?
Yeah.
You remember when you was children?
That's right.
You had that Christmas shit. You was anticipating Christmas, man. You was happy. And then guess what? After you had that brand new bike and all them toys, it wasn't even 2 or 3 days old hat. They were just sitting there rotting everything else.
Ain't
no gratitude, no nothing. You know what I mean? You just stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Happiness.
Yes.
And people don't, you know, that was an old statement. I didn't make up the statement. This statement been around a long time. See, happiness comes when you can comprehend. Hey, if you want to know what happiness is, type in 7.
Yes,
we got to let do that.
Yes,
see how many people engaged in here, right? We got to get some engagement.
That's it.
Yeah. That's it.
I want to give y'all wisdom. Oh, I hope I didn't give it away. I'm going to give you some wisdom.
Yes, sir.
If you're here, I'm going to show you. If you really, truly want to be happy, I'm going to show you. Y'all ready for this, though, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, Absolutely.
Hey, tell something to bring me up. Nicole, I can't drink that. It's too hot, man. It may be. I don't know, but make sure that water over there, and they have an avalanche over there. Next thing you know, we all up here buried over two bottles of where everybody want to know what true happiness is. We won't get it. Nah, it may be one. And I'll send a refrigerator in there. It's in there. We're going to give y'all time to get in here for a second, all right? We'll talk about it. No, we need a little some gross. Give me that too, though. We need some gross, though. But, hey, y'all know this, man. We talk about stuff that other people, they dare not even think about. You know, the
progress.
Don't want to talk about it. Man, I forgot that your wife was pregnant.
32 weeks.
You can't miss it, though.
32 weeks.
Yeah. I was the first he was sitting down, hey, Terrell, how you doing? Pay nothing to it. Made no attention. Hey, sister, you know, sister. As I love my sister. Hey, sister, bless you. Because I'm old enough to be Georgie's sister's daddy. As long as they, that's too big. Give that bro Greg. Bro Greg, get that. Boy, give me one. That's all you got left. All right. So, anyway. Then after we get finished with music practice, right? Get teaching over there. So we get finished with music practice, right? And then next thing you know, I'm chasing this guy around all over. You see him. And next thing, look, Carell, she way out there. First thing I started doing was calculating. Damn, did this slip my mind? I am getting old now. I can blame everything on that. I should have some grace in there somewhere. So blame everything on getting old. Shout Rob. I blame everything on Rob, you know, too, man. Rob OT. Ten toes deep. But, I looked at her, man, I go, wow. Man, what you saying? She's 32
weeks old?
32 weeks
old, 33.
Baby's popping out left and right all over the same place in Israel. I always tell people, you know, when you get married, at least try to wait a year. Mm-hmm. No, for real, I do. I did. I follow my own advice in case y'all didn't figure it out. I do follow my own advice. If I give you advice, I follow it. All right? But anyway. So everybody want to be happy. And yet there's a lot of sad people in Israel. You don't think that's a concern?
Yes, sir.
I think it's a concern.
Yes, it is. That's a real thing, Mitch.
And here's the secret to happiness. All right? The secret to happiness is enjoying the process.
Please ask these five. That's right.
Did y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
The secret of happiness is enjoying the process. As the old world is saying, it says this. Enjoy the journey, but not the destination. You know the reason why? Because you're here.
Yes.
You're now in the journey.
Yes.
Why are you looking way far ahead? Even when Messiah told you, take no thought for tomorrow.
Yes, right.
You live here in the now.
Yes.
Why are you in the past when you're supposed to forget those things that are behind?
Yes.
I mean, come on. Yes. You are here. Right now, we're here.
Yes. Yes, sir.
And you're supposed to be to the zenith of happiness.
Yes, yes sir.
Are you following me? Can't do nothing about 10 minutes ago. It's gone.
Right.
It'll never come back again. We ain't going back that way ever again in the angles of time.
Yes, sir.
We were there for that moment. Now we done moved on.
Mm-hmm.
But we are hastening towards the future.
Yes, sir.
But we ain't there yet. So you enjoy the journey that you're on right now and not the destination because, right, you're not at the destination.
Yeah.
When you get to the destination, you can enjoy it when you get there. But before you, if all of us are on the same destination, we all have the same destiny. Christianity like talking about that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We better enjoy the journey before the destiny.
Yes, sir.
We better enjoy the journey before the destiny. We better enjoy the journey before the destination. Because if you ain't got no joy, if you don't enjoy the journey right now, you can forget about the destination. You forget about it.
Right.
You can forget about it.
Yes, sir.
The Bible straightway goes and they would turn over the tables and walk in. It would have been over with right then and there.
Right.
We wouldn't have been all out there. Isn't that right, Rob?
Shout,
Rob. Yeah, right. We would have been, it would have been over with.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
It would have been done for.
Yes, sir. That is true.
And guess what? No person, no individual, no situation, no circumstance can make you happy. Only you can make you happy. But guess what? That you, if you want the fullness of joy, is in conjunction with something. The joy of Yahweh. Is my strength.
Yes.
So now I got a contrast to that. You got to do it, right?
Yeah.
So if you see Israelites walking around sad, disgraced, downtrodden,
come on.
I'm going to say this. I preached it a lot of times. It may not resonate till now.
Go ahead.
But the only reason why you're that way is because your iniquities have separated you from me. A sad, downcast, downtrodden countenance is someone is trying to justify iniquity.
Wow. True, true.
I don't care what you say. I've been doing it too long.
Like,
too many rodeos.
Come on, man.
True. And now you ain't going to YouTube this and find it anywhere. This is straight from Shemaim.
Yeah. Come on with it.
Your being, spirit, soul, and body is sad because of your iniquity. And I see people shouting in iniquity. And you think it's going to bust it up. It ain't going to bust it up at all.
Still doing.
Watch this. You want to go to scripture?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Teach. Proverbs chapter 3. Malicia.
It's good, Chef.
Yes, it is.
This chapter.
You know, we've been mashing out here by brother.
Oh, yes.
By what?
Every.
Yes. By the way, we got a bunch of brothers in the house tonight. They all here. Brother Greg here from Straightway, Kentucky.
Hallelujah.
Then you just have son, right?
Yes, sir. He'll be 3 in March.
McNabb.
Hallelujah.
Everybody know McNabb. McNabb, boy, he killing everything. He catching every fish in the damn ocean, the river. He's shooting every damn deer and everything. He doing good. I'm proud of him.
Hallelujah.
I'm proud of him. I'm proud of you Israelites that's killing them deer and bringing it in, man.
Hallelujah.
Bringing in the meat. I just talked to my youngest child the other day. I was like, you think about this. I said, so if we were living back in the days when there was no damn power lines, it was funny because, and I'm going to stop for a second. We had a nostalgia moment there for a second, all right, a discussion. You understand, we're two generations apart. And, you know, in her right mind, she was trying to, you know, make a rebuttal to where she is in her generation and comprehend that with truth.
Right.
And I turned around. I'm not giving you all the way, I'm just giving an analogy, all right? And I sat up there and I said, well, in my generation, there was no internet.
Truth.
There was no cell phones.
Truth.
There was no pagers and no beepers.
Mean.
You understand what I mean? Well, I can't. We made it. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Now, what they're telling y'all is, listen, if you get so used to technology, it's going to handicap your ass.
I believe that's true.
The book don't tell us to look for the new path. They tell us search for the old
paths.
And she loves starting fires. I call it fire bugs. She don't understand what's going on when she loves starting fires. She understands that the old paths and the old ways are impressed upon her. Because that's what gives you a sense of accomplishment.
Right.
So I'm watching all this. You know what I mean? I'm here. I done transcend both generations. You know what I mean? I've been in my generation. I've been moved into this when the technology came in. You're not going to tell. Now, I may not be as proficient in operating the technology because I really don't give a damn about it. You know what I mean? I would use it for my benefit. You know what I mean? But I ain't trying to figure out the nuances of it. See, am I making sense?
Yes, sir.
Do you just have a baby, too?
Yes, sir.
What's the baby name?
Sablanu.
I can't. Hold on, man. I mean, it's called simple than Sablanu. I did pretty good. See, that's what happens when you start talking your language.
You mean patience.
Meaning patience.
Glory. What do I need?
You need? Old boy. You understand what you asked me for?
Yes, sir.
You want patience?
Hallelujah.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's a good thing to ask for.
Yeah.
But you know I ain't going to get it, right? Get ready for the trial.
Yeah.
True. See, everybody thinks y'all's kingdom is... I remember in my day I was asking y'all, Father, I need more patience. Y'all, and all I got was more hell. And hell kept coming. And hell kept coming. And I kept asking for patience. More hell. Patience. More hell. More hell. Hold on.
Yeah.
What's going on, man? Father. I'm asking for patience. And all I heard is still small voice. I'm giving it to you.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
All this hell?
That's it.
That's how you get back. Like, good God of mercy. When you are tried.
Yeah.
Believe you me, I got it in. Still, I'm not saving y'all a lot of steps where y'all live. I'm able to say y'all, if you listen, if you listen, and apply,
yes,
I can't say just here, but apply.
Yes, sir.
A lot of people hear me, but they don't apply shit. That's why they still ain't shit. No, for real.
True.
I look at y'all, all my sons, man. Don't let be y'all daddy. Look at y'all wives, y'all sisters, your brother. I mean, I look at them, I'm like, man, what a good generation coming behind, man.
Oh, to the kingdom. Yes,
they
sir.
In the kingdom. At least y'all in the kingdom. You know what I mean?
Hallelujah.
And my hope for every single one of y'all, advance this thing.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And what can ever see.
Yes, sir.
Advance this thing.
Yes.
At least the king come.
Yes.
Huh? That's my hope.
Jesus. Yeah.
Keep working.
Hallelujah. That is my hope for sure. I'm for real. I mean, I'm serious. I haven't expected any. I'm for you. I definitely ain't against you.
Hallelujah.
I ain't against none of you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, Proverbs 3, right?
Yes, mm-hmm.
13. Here we go. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
If y'all ready out there, type in 1. If y'all ready.
1.
Let's go first. I'm going to say, let's go, Brent.
Let's go, Brandon!
Hey, don't get mad because we got quite a few Brandons in the ministry. Let's go!
Let's go!
Happy is the man.
Wait a minute, teacher. Wait a minute, teacher. Shane. We're talking about happiness, right?
Yes, we are.
Happy is the man that do what?
Find wisdom.
Notice. Key. Find. That means you search. Most of you can't search because you think you're the sum of all wisdom.
Mm.
And the epitome of all righteousness.
Smartest man in the room.
Yeah.
Smartest man.
Ethan, listen. I, myself, Teacher Shane, Elder Rufus,
mm-hmm.
Elder Doug,
mm-hmm.
Deacon Bell,
yeah.
We could be sitting in a room and talking, and you could have 50 or 100 people listening, but you got something to say. Man, you ain't got one damn gray hair on your head. You ain't got one gray hair on your head. But you think that you can sit here and speak amongst us? This is comical in the best sense. Y'all hear me, right?
Yes, sir.
First of all, the Bible says, well, I'll sell a young man in his ways. But by doing what? Taking heed to what?
The
word of y'all. And if y'all remember Eliphaz, he wouldn't say shit. He wouldn't say a damn thing, man. He didn't say a word, man. He said, I wouldn't say nothing because I was young.
Yes,
was saying, that's lost today. Look at Baki. No respect. He has a symbol to what he actually thinks, but he got no respect for the elders, man. Already got a report from the old people he was up on. He got shit. He ain't got no damn. It's all a facade and a show to promote him.
Yeah.
How the hell you going to sit up there and make a picture, put yourself in the center, put Dr. Sabi in the background when he's supposed to be your damn teacher? And your black ass sitting up here with all his damn tattoos and shit, mocked up all over the damn place, a cult, Hindu, every damn thing else. At least we knew who Sabi was.
Right.
But you come in acting like one of us, and you ain't one of us. And now, what happened was, y'all in his wisdom exposed your ass. You come against the wrong Israelite. Back on it. When you sitting amongst a table of elders, the best thing to do is keep your damn mouth shut. Whatever you think you done gone, I know you think your experience is new, right? It's unique. There ain't nothing new under the sun. The thing that was, it shall be again. Oh, you may think because your timing and technology that gives you some type of inside track. Shut the hell up. I can say this because he will vouch for me. I've got brothers, all of them, all of us, they will tell you, they'll watch me get rebuked, reproved, corrected, all this stuff. I held my tongue. I didn't make no faces. I didn't fuck up. I didn't buy. I kept a very honorable disposition. Did I not?
Stay in your place.
I did. Say it again, T.
Yeah.
I stayed in my place. Most of the hotheads, you know, stormed out, you know, trying to protect their pride, insulate them damn self and stuff. And I waited till the old man come to me and ask me. Because I knew if they were wise, they wouldn't come and ask me afterwards anyway. You know what I mean? And I was able to give an answer then. I'm not trying to diminish any of them in front of me.
Right.
If anything, I'm trying to lift them up. So we got to take some strikes.
Come on. Wisdom.
In order to keep the faith together, man, I'll take the strikes, be it justly or unjustly.
Yeah.
If I bump it for my faults, I take the faith. And what if I'm not bumping for my faults then?
Yeah.
So-called wise guys. You are there to justify yourself and bump yourself.
Yeah.
But God knows your heart.
Uh-huh.
Don't start nothing with me. See, you're messing with the wrong people.
Man.
We've been living this. I ain't saying we're just preaching. We've been preaching and living this for far too long. Far too long.
Mm-hmm.
And it still ain't long enough. I'm just saying, some of you ain't even lived it. And you think you can even.
Yes.
No, I ain't going to sit at the table with us. If you get an opportunity to sit in the room and listen, man, that's a blessing. Because one day your time going to come and you're going to listen to, and you're going to watch some foolish ass person. You're going to turn around, look at me, you're going to do this. First you ignore them. Then when they want to talk some more, then it'd be so much of a scathing rebuke. Not only would it cut them, it's going to cut everybody else in the room and nobody else is going to have nothing to say. On with the meeting. On with the meeting. You see what I'm saying? That's the way it works. Proverbs 13, come on, Proverbs 3. That's Let's read it on. So happy is the man that do what?
Find
the wisdom. I mean, somebody search it. Come on.
And the man that gets understanding.
And the man that what?
Gets understanding.
That means obtain understanding. Come on. We're going to read this all the way down to verse 18 because you need it in context. Listen to what it says. So don't forget, the very beginning says, happy is the man that finds a searcher for what?
Wisdom.
And we're not talking about any wisdom. We're talking about the wisdom of Yah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver.
Hold on a second. TL 50. Pastor, please forgive my ignorance and my family. I want to know that if we got the job or get the job, does that mean that we are not one of Yah's chosen and cannot enter into the kingdom? We are deeply confused and afraid right now. TL, who are you? What are you talking about? Do y'all get that? The jab.
Mm.
TL, call the number behind me, right here. Leave a message for Elder. Oh, the jab? I thought it said job. Oh, we got the job, J-O-B. That's what he said. Jab. No. No, because number one, I don't believe that the jab is the mark of the beast. As Israelites, we're just simply not going to do it.
I mean, yes.
It ain't the mark. Believe me, I'll let you know when it's the mark. First of all, number one, the book says, and I'm sorry to detour here, Israel, so just bear with me. My eyes would have never, I let a lot of stuff go when he sent her in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Most High God said, number one, he's not going to reveal himself none of his secrets, but to his servants. The prophets, all right? And if it was something that was going to be so, all this other stuff, believe me, we'll let you know what the mark is, all right? I think that more than anything, it's just a reflection of where you're at in your walk.
True.
Pretty much. And if they can, you can allow the government or the beast system to put pressure on you to allow you to capitulate because of fear, and then give time, that means, number one, you're in the wrong place. You should have been listening a long, long damn time ago. Mm-hmm. And then, number two, your strength is small. Not as strong as you thought it was. And then you're going to find out who you're resting and trust in. So that's where you're at. So let's move on from here. Mm-hmm. But you really, truly, don't let me be a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Somebody plays well on the instrument. Listen and let's get busy. Am I making sense?
Yes, sir.
So let's get on with it. Come on, teacher.
For the merchandise of wisdom is better than the merchandise of silver. And gain thereof and find gold.
You hear that? Yes, in other words, there's really, truly nothing compared to wisdom. You can use concrete substance and stuff. And look at the concrete analogies they're using with silver, fine gold. Come on.
Wisdom is more precious than rubies.
Y'all hear that? Rubies? Come on.
And all the things that you can desire are not to be compared unto her.
Compared unto what, though?
With
nothing you desire.
Wow.
In other words, anything you think that will make you happy. You ever bought a brand new car? And even if you bought a car, you'd be like, oh, man, how long it take? You ain't happy no more. See, so we got to get out of this stuff. Are you following me? Come on. You got to get out of this little cheap, mundane thought and thinking. Think about this, though, man. Come on, man. Damn, I get more or longer lasting joy out of eating a damn cookies and cream, Dairy Queen milkshake than I can out of this damn long lasting wisdom that you call pleasure for a second.
Right.
A couple of days.
Yes, sir.
It ain't going to make you happy, man.
No, sir.
You can buy a house. You can get a wife. Buy a house. Ah! Give it a week. See, she's still excited.
This is true.
Now, can I quote another scripture?
Yes, sir.
But I want you to search it out. The lust of a man high. Ain't never full paraphrase. Mm-hmm. Nothing you can attain, you want to attain to in this life, you'll never be satisfied.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm sure in Strickland, I know for sure we all experienced this. We can have joy in Yah. And no matter how tired we are, we never lose strength.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can have joy in Yah.
Yes.
And his fear will not be fooled, because you can't praise him.
Right.
You can't honor him. Yeah. You can't
do it.
And before you do it, the capacity is just too great. There's nothing in heaven and earth that can hold it. We're sitting here in his flesh, and it's impossible.
Yes.
We will literally pass out.
Yes.
Literally. Trying to fill ourselves up with the joy. And we do fill ourselves with joy.
Yes.
And the more we do it, it's greater our strength.
Yes.
That's true. We don't get it. They don't get it. They full of their iniquity. That's why they ain't got no joy. That's why they ain't got no strength either.
Yes.
You understand what I mean? Come on. Read, G.
Wisdom is more precious than rubies.
Ooh.
And all the things that you can desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days.
Whoa. So wisdom will give you length of days. Come on.
Length of days is in her right hand. And in her left hand, riches and honor.
Stuff you didn't even ask for.
Mm.
Remember Solomon? Who know why? Solomon, in his day, he didn't ask for riches. He just asked, give me a heart to be able to govern.
Right.
Yes. To be able to rule your people.
Yes.
And y'all said, because you didn't ask for this, I'm going
to
do what?
Give it to you.
I'll tell you right now, y'all give it and y'all take it away, right? Y'all give me a lot. And you know what I end up doing with it? Giving it away. I give it right back to them.
Mm-hmm.
Pay it forward.
Because
one thing for sure is, I mean, come on, man, I must be with food and rain.
Amen.
Do what?
Because
I must do your need.
Yeah.
Now think about it for real. I must do your really, truly need to be content.
Right. And now, don't need much.
True.
Come on, man.
We good on Kentucky.
Think about it, though.
Hallelujah.
The truth is, a bed and shelter, you good.
Good.
Yes, sir.
In there.
Yep.
Shower, luxury.
Yeah,
luxury.
No, real talk.
Literally.
Yes, sir. That's one of the things about being 80 seconds. Homes your ass, you know, you have to embrace the suck. Because you can be in this modern day generation and shit, but your ass got to go out to the bush and spend 3 weeks out there and you don't see no civilization, I promise you. You get a whole new perspective on life.
Yeah.
And the things that shine and gleam with everybody else, it don't mean shit.
It
don't mean a damn thing, man. Riches, glory, all this, man, come on. The only thing that ever really truly means something in this life is what you sold for the kingdom.
Yes.
That's it.
True so.
Ain't nothing but the truth.
Most people can't believe that because, you know, they got this selfish spirit. I'm going to call it iniquity. Straight up. A wicked-ass, iniquitous person can't be happy.
True.
An unselfish person is happy.
Yes, sir.
True.
That's true.
Uh-oh. What happened? Did y'all go away on me?
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all go away on me?
Uh-oh.
What happened? Y'all been straightway ghosts. Y'all left me in the night?
Mm-hmm.
They left me high and dry, man. Don't worry about it. Shout, Rob. They left me high and dry.
Yeah.
Man. Some guys, he got me this guy. Yeah, you better meet this guy. You better get ready, though.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to this. We got to get this one. Come on, teach.
Her ways are ways of pleasantness.
That's wisdom. Mm. Or ways of what?
Pleasantness.
Read on.
And all her paths
are what?
Are peace.
Ooh.
Wow. Peace.
Wisdom.
Yes,
that's
right.
Wisdom. Now stop for a second. All this is describing wisdom, right?
That's correct.
Before you read on, teach, go back 3:13 to read the first part.
Happy.
Happy.
Yeah. Is the man.
That do what?
That finds wisdom.
Stop. Now go back. See that? Mm-hmm. All about wisdom. Right?
Yes, happy.
Mm-hmm. Is the man to do what? Find wisdom. Come on with it.
Her ways are the ways of blessedness. All our paths are peace. She is a tree of life.
Y'all hear this?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Read on.
To them that lay hold on her. And happy is everyone that retains her.
I don't know how much more wise you can get than that.
Yeah.
Wisdom. Teach, why is this thing still, this one's still right here? Just moving around.
They'll let me know when it's
done. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, why you did that? Man, you did that, man. I messed up something over here. Oh, he's back moving again. Y'all get it, right?
Yes, sir.
Go to Psalms 144, verse 15. Psalms 144, verse 15. Hey, and we, Jordan and Maya, getting married the 27th of February. We're going to descend on Straightway, Wisconsin. All right, fire chief and all of y'all kiss my ass. That's just a that's an easy way of putting it. You know what I mean? I ain't telling you shit. Keep it amongst us. If they look at this, they all watching us. You know what I mean? All you do is don't let your left hand know what the right hand doing.
That's it.
I tell you what, Jordan and Maya getting married on July the 27th. We'll be there in Straightway Goshen. There you go. You get this. Glory to the King.
Glory.
We'll be right back here in just a second. Hallelujah. Everybody got it, right? Y'all missed it. Children, we're back. We're in Psalms 144, verse 15. Y'all with us?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. If y'all with us, type in the number 3. I want y'all to make sure y'all locked in here. We only got a few more minutes. I think they said Lion's Den coming on, right?
Yes, sir.
Lion's Den coming on, okay.
I heard it wasn't.
All right. All right, T, just go with it.
Happy is that people. That it is such a case. Happy is that people whose Elohim is Yah.
Okay, so you get about happy, right? Think yourself happy. Make yourself happy. You're the only one can make yourself happy. You have to be happy in the moment right now. If you know that Elohim is your Yah, you should be happy. You should be happy.
Hallelujah.
Dang it. Should you not?
Yes.
So what time do you have for sadness? When we've already equated that with iniquity.
Yeah.
See, everybody think, do you justify when your countenance is falling?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't, but no, man, you work of iniquity.
Yes, sir.
That's some shit you ain't dealing with.
Yes, sir.
You want everybody else to fall into the same old slough, the spawn that you in.
Yes, sir.
That's what it is.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody going to shout with you with no damn iniquity. Pull your ass up. We'll help you. But I'm telling you, you want y'all pull me down, they're going to roll.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Chef.
Mm-hmm. Let's call it like it is.
Yes, sir.
Who told you as a saint, the most out of y'all, you got a right to be sad?
Right. Right to be
sad. Man. Somebody said, I got great joy and great tribulation.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Great joy and tribulation.
Great joy and tribulation.
What y'all folks doing? Where your mind at?
Yes, sir.
Where you come from? Where you ain't been? Don't start that.
Yeah,
no.
Don't.
The only reason why I can talk like this because been there,
yes, sir.
Done that.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Proverbs 17:22, teacher.
Oh.
I mean, most of y'all ain't ready for this. You're so baptized and washed in iniquity, you can't even imagine how do you get to your place? How do you get to the place when you are so downtrodden, you're so depressed and oppressed, then you got to meet the condition of the scripture where it says, think yourself happy.
Yeah, that is.
Make yourself happy. You got an excuse for it. You always have an excuse. Man, I got somebody from out of the country giving an offer, man. I can't understand what they're saying either.
Thank you, D.
Brother Jordan says Sirach, chapter 30.
Yeah.
One of y'all get that. Verse 21 through 25. Boy, that's what good. That's what it is. Boy, man, you're throwing hard in here, boy. But, Teach, I want you to get Proverbs 17:22. Then we go on to Sirach.
Ooh. Merry heart.
What kind of heart?
Ooh. A merry heart.
A depressed heart.
A merry heart.
A big fat-ass head that's got a big-ass downtrodden potato head countenance.
A merry heart.
What does it do?
Does good.
Like a what?
Like a medicine.
Like a what?
Mm-hmm.
We know that medicine, all medicine come from herbs. Every bit of it do.
Mm-hmm.
Do a good life, man. When you get some medicine, when you're sick, man, it sure is nice when you feel better. Helps expedite it.
Yes, sir.
No.
Yes, sir.
Instead of waiting on your immune system,
mm-hmm.
help enhance it.
Ooh.
Merry heart do good like a mess. But a what?
But a broken spirit.
But a what kind of spirit?
Broken spirit.
Your big-ass broken face.
Mm-hmm.
Look like broken glass everywhere. People on the floor like it just don't care. Can't stand them. That's old school. Come on.
A broken spirit dries the bone.
A broken spirit do what?
Dries the bone.
And envy is as rottenness to the bone.
True.
We'll chain it up now. We'll chain it up. Israel. Sirach. You got it?
Said chapter 30, verse
30. Man, he put it in here. Where y'all at, man?
Sirach 30, I would.
I think it was 20. Where's Jordan at, man?
Okay, yeah, it is
21. 21
verse 25. 21 through 25.
Read that. Sirach 30, 21 through 25.
Give not over your mind to heaviness.
Oh, stop. Where is that sword?
Yeah.
Brother Jordan Baldino, give not over your mind to
heaviness.
Listen. I go to a lot of places. And listen, ain't none of y'all getting past me. I see the heaviness on you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't never notice I don't come and put my arm around you and entertain your ass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't never come and console you.
Mm-hmm.
I sit over there with married people, naked married, and I still be happy.
Hallelujah.
And then the spirit be telling, look at him. Why, you don't even know your condition? I sure do.
Yeah.
Read on.
And afflict not yourself in your own counsel. The gladness of the heart is the life of a man.
Wait. The gladness of the heart is what?
The life of a man.
But before I say that, don't even afflict yourself in your own counsel. Yes. See, some of you, your God is your own mind. You got all this damn reasoning and deduction. Nobody want to be a part of that shit. Shout, Rob.
Go ahead.
Rob, shout. Come on.
And the joyfulness of a man prolongeth his days.
Ain't that, don't it sound just like Proverbs?
It sounds just like Proverbs.
All right, we got a few more minutes here, man. We won't count this in, all right? No. Hey, go to Psalms 1:1 on the second page over there, Teach. Psalms 1:1 and verse 2. See, here is Jordan W. 500 smackaroos don't catch a blessing, my brother. Appreciate all the offerings, Israel. Watch this. Listen very closely. Listen real close. Come on with it.
Blessed is the man.
That do what?
And walks not
in the what?
In the counsel
of who?
Of the ungodly.
Nor
stands in the way of sinners.
Stop. So we go back to Sirach. We go back to Proverbs. Your own counsel can be an ungodly.
Mm-hmm.
Your own counsel can be a detriment to you. It can oppose you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's right.
So don't walk in the counsel of ungodly.
Yes, sir.
Walk in wisdom. You can choose to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything may not be pleasant. Listen, we already went over it. Damn. We bought cars, we bought homes, we done did all this stuff. It's still, the happiness on that few days. We talking about everlasting joy.
There you go.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
We're talking about stuff that continues to renew itself day by day. Are you following?
Yeah.
You can only get that in the here and now with the Ruach.
Yeah, yeah.
Leading and guiding you.
Yes,
knowing you're doing the will of God.
Yeah.
It's the all truth.
Yeah.
Not your own pathetic ass.
That's
with
me.
Yep. You know what? I'm thinking, you know what? I'm gonna repent to everybody. I'm going to repent to everybody because I think our broadcast is way too strong for YouTube. I think it's way too strong for this public out here. I think that I may have done a dishonor and disservice of expecting more out of y'all when you're capable of what you're capable of producing. I have high expectations.
Yeah.
I probably should just keep it in-house. And when I do these broadcasts, just keep it vanilla. You know what I mean? Keep it nice and smooth over and stuff like this. Only one problem, though. Can't come down. You don't like it, don't be here. Too much is given, much is required.
Come on.
You come over here, know your ass is in a sling.
Yeah.
Period, point blank. We ain't about to repent for none of that damn shit. You thought he had a dish.
Yeah.
I'm still going to turn around and be weak like your ass.
Yeah.
And feminine. Ain't happening here.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, we straight up praised up at Ghost, man. I mean, we praised, man, till our socks was wet. Our socks were soaking wet.
Hallelujah.
No, ain't that right?
Hallelujah.
Am I telling the truth?
That's a fact.
I love my brothers up there. I'm real wild, man. I can't wait till the family come back.
Me too.
I love seeing my family.
Yeah.
Y'all ever notice, man, that every time we come here, it's like a family reunion?
Yes, yeah, it really is.
Every feast day. Can y'all imagine what it's going to be like at Passover again this year?
Woo!
We made it up. Damn, that has made it through another dead season.
Come on, man. Oh, yes.
Jeez.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And knowing in between all that, all we doing is helping each other build.
That's it.
All we doing is helping each other build. We build it.
Yeah.
We build it.
Beautiful.
Mm. Come on, T3.
Blessed is man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of Yah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the delight what?
The law of Yah.
You know, I've got to get this because this came up twice in my mind. So you got these foolish-ass doctrines out there. Stupid, dumb-ass doctrines that tell people, now, check this. Let's say you're a man. You're married. All right? You're married to a wife.
Yes, sir.
She decides to kick the traces and gets a divorce from you. She gonna get remarried, lay with another man.
Yeah.
Or let's just say she's lay with another man. These stupid-ass, pagan-ass, sorry-ass Christian doctrines, you know what they tell you to do?
What's that?
They tell you wait till she repent and then wait for her to come back.
Yeah.
Because you can't have nobody else while this one is alive. Look at the devil. The devil is a MFing lie. Wow, man. You see, this is people who don't know the law.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
They got a church right down in Nashville believe this shit. They got a big-ass preacher on the internet believe this shit. Teach people that. Keep them in full of confidence. Your ass ain't over here burning. The whole damn time, you a young man full of desires. Involved. I'm like, so I said, I remember I said to the old preacher, I said, let me get this right. I'm young. Me and Teach, young. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm talking about, teaching.
Oh, yeah, Mary.
We young. No, we said we're young men. Now, man, we know that, listen, we understand elders. We're not going to dishonor and disrespect. We're going to ask questions tactfully.
That's right.
We're not going to do it openly. We're not going to confront them in front of the whole congregation, shame them or nothing.
Nope.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
See, we've been young.
Mm-hmm.
Now we old.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do this shit. Now we are old.
Yes, sir.
Are you following?
Yes.
I don't give a damn how old you are. We both past 50 now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's open game. It's open season now.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So, we sit up here saying, and we're looking at each other like, and mind you, we're novices in the law. But at least we knew the law. We were novices, though. We don't know it nowhere near to the extent we do now.
Right.
Can you tell us about that?
Amen.
I promise we don't know nowhere to the extent.
Amen.
I mean, I got a working knowledge of the word, but I ain't no fool, man. I know even a person, if they don't even know the law, but they've been doing it for a while, they can run circles, make you look like a damn fool. You understand what I mean? Now, we've been living this and doing this for a while.
Yes.
Ain't no man alive going to make us look like no damn fool. I don't give a damn who you are. Theologian, 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 whatever the hell you are. Ain't none of y'all. You ain't none of y'all going to try this shit with all them people out there.
Yes.
Not with us, you ain't.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't happening.
Yes, sir.
You get it?
Yes, sir.
Y'all understand that, right?
Yes, sir.
So we sit up there and we ask the question, so let me see. Let me get this right. So she goes out there and gets divorced, contrary to what you call law. Marries to another. And the only way that he can ever be married again, he has to return to a land that has already been defiled. That's what you're saying, right? Yep, that's right. I go, oh, shit. Now, we just left it like that, did we not? Did we not just leave it like that?
Yes.
We just left it like we like. Are you? Me and Brother Shane had a lot of, man, when I tell y'all, we've had a lot of rodeos, man. We've had a lot of rodeos. A lot of rodeos. We try to talk to y'all about them all the time, man. We've had a lot of rodeos. So when people start talking out of the side of their neck, we'd be like, but see, there's wisdom in also not rebuking the hoary head.
Yeah.
Because remember, even Paul said, I mean, come on, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The law even said you don't even speak evil of the high priest. Yeah. People ain't got no comprehension to understand that today, man. They have no understanding of what that is. Ooh. They just go in.
Right.
Come on, Chief. Let's finish. We got lines in coming up.
But his delight is in the law of Yah, and in his law does he meditate day and night.
Psalm 128, verse 1.
Blessed is everyone that fears Yah, that walks in his ways.
Psalm 92, verse 4. End it there.
For thou, Yah, hast made me glad. Do your work, I will triumph in the work of your hand.
Don't get it?
Yes, sir.
My whole life and breath. The day that the Most High Yah revealed me through the power of the Holy Spirit, and mind you, you know I'm gun ho. You know gun ho is, right?
Yes, sir.
But shit, man. They was telling Mother Carol, Mother Carol, come here. Mother Carol, come here!
Hallelujah.
They're going to tell you straight up, watch it, wait till you hear this one. I ain't never went over this one. Never went over this one. So you remember when I was born again, right? All my buddies and everything else, you was concerned.
Yeah.
Right? And all my buddies said, ah, don't worry about it. What they told you was a fad, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right? Ah, don't worry about it. What else happened? Watch it, listen to this.
We had always had lots of friends, and we always had a lot of people at the house. And then once you became born again, nobody wanted to sit with you. They stopped coming over. They said it was a fad and that you'd get over it. But when Yah had done something with you and they saw the change and it wasn't, you weren't moving and you weren't shifting from it, then everybody just pretty much forsook you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
I stuck with y'all. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Stuck with y'all.
Yep.
And mind you, when Mother Carol, she's dressing it down a little bit, she's talking about trained killers. That there ain't nobody in the world but us and our team. Just us. You get it?
Yes, sir.
When we go out, we're a family, that's it.
Yeah.
We come back, our family is together. You hear me?
Right.
Close-knit group, that's it. That's all there is to it. Mm-hmm. Man, when I came to Jesus, they on their side, they thought I was the devil. It's a fad, you pass through it, not starting down. No way, not starting down. You get it? I told him, I said, hey, went back the next day. I said, all y'all can hold y'all breath, because I promise you one thing, one of us going to die. It ain't going to be me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Lord. When I met Jesus,
hallelujah.
It came over. It was over.
Yeah.
I can tell by my footprint, I wasn't playing no damn games.
Yep.
None. Period.
Yeah.
You get it? That was it, brothers.
Yes, sir.
Met the king.
Hallelujah.
Ain't been no fat. They all forsake me. But guess what my wife was? She's still right there.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mind you, I was like 24, 25 years old. Think about this. Somewhere along in there. Think about that, though. That's young. Some of y'all done passed that age.
Yeah,
showing up. Yeah, showing up. There have been a few conflicts. Gulf War One has already done passed. But I'd already done lived overseas for 2 years.
Wow.
Going on three. Carol was a military brat. So she done lived overseas as a little girl. Now she's a grown woman with a family. Mm-hmm. And we oversee 2-3 years.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? Go on with your bad self. I know y'all know it all. Sound Rob.
Yeah.
Rob got it. My brother know I love my brother. Man, now we had a good time, didn't we, with Rob, man. Man, to sit up there and see, when you see how humble Rob is, it rebukes you. You have to understand, man, when Rob Mathis' name is mentioned in Indianapolis, man, it is game over, man. It's just like talking about God himself. Not for real. And when he comes around us, he's just so excited to be a brother.
Wow.
Just to be a brother.
Yeah.
Love you, my brother.
Absolutely.
Love you, Dan, Lee, Sam, all y'all four horses. It's not the four horses of the apocalypse either. So I know the book. So I'm saying you ain't going to trap pastor now.
Yeah.
Just love them. So let's get on with the lines then, all right? Anybody got any closing words for tonight? I'm going to tell you straight up what we're going to preach on tomorrow. We're talking about passivity.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to straight up revisit passivity.
Yeah, we do.
Some of y'all loaded with that shit.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and the word shit. I don't care how many times I parade our old Japanese stuff in front of them. I did this on International Shortwave. How many times we done this with Tomoko?
Yes.
Bring her up in front of the congregation. Tomoko, where are you from? Japan. Everybody, Japan. Tomoko. Speak some Japanese for us, and she starts rattling. Come on, to Dio, don't let her up, but she gets a rolling, brother. And we're sitting there like, Tomoko, when people go into the bathroom, wait a minute, I just mix Spanish and Japanese. I just call that. Anyway, we would say, Tomoko, when you go to the bathroom, and number two, and it comes out of you, what is that? She goes, shit. Oh, you better hold that stuff over there. We call it doo-doo.
What?
She thinks it's dodo.
Yeah.
Meaning please. No. Shit. Then when you look up the word shit, it means ship,
height,
and transit. Now there's one word I don't use, which is the F word. It comes from the etymology of the word is German in origin, which means to strike. We don't use it because the nation we're in captivity to, we don't want our children to grow up with a mouth like that where everything is strike. They ain't striking nothing, they're just effing. And since when did effing get associated with a sexual act? You people are not only naturally retarded, but spiritually. something, at least make sense of it.
Yes.
So we choose to avoid that one.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Ronnie Rodriguez, man. Well, we've been able to stimulate y'all tonight. Appreciate each and every last one. I'll give y'all a last word. Anybody got a word? Anybody got a word? Got a word? See, that's when we open it up. People can say whatever they want. Teach, you got a word? We good. So we bless you all. Looking forward to seeing y'all. Let me see what day we at right now. We are in the month of, oh, hell, we're in the last month of the Roman year. Right? So we're sitting at the third. Oh, we got one more broadcast. We'll be back here again. Be the Father's will. Looking forward to the lines being. So we bless y'all, Israel, in the sweet presence of the strong. Victorious and mighty overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ.
Yeah,
I want to tell y'all something. Listen, come over here straight away. You ain't dealing with no damn rude food. You're dealing with straight up men. No, for real men. Makes no difference though. You comprehend and understand it, not but men. Come part of my Patreon and stuff, especially 100. You're going to find out because I just uploaded a video on Patreon 100. We'll pay it tomorrow in the dining hall. Some of you better brace yourself because you ain't ready for this kind of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Right between your eyes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Right between it. Hit your heart enough to make a cyclops out of your ass. So we bless y'all and sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name, my soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, Shabbat Shalom, the King. Is coming. Come on with it, teach. Bring us on in. Lion's Den up next.
Appreciate y'all brothers coming.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Get up in the morning.
And y'all still
beginning
at 6:07.
Wow.
And,
hey.